Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court could announce real soon on whether or not it'll hear Bayer's bid to dismiss claims that its Roundup herbicide causes cancer, as the company seeks to avoid potentially billions of dollars more in damages and payouts. Bayer is seeking review of an appeals court decision that upheld $25 million in damages awarded to California resident Edwin Hardeman, a user of the glyphosate herbicide Roundup who blamed his cancer on the product. And those in the know say how the court acts will help determine whether thousands of similar cases go forward. Now, Bayer reports that the nine justices at their private conference recently were scheduled to discuss whether to hear the case, and the court is due to announce action on pending appeals soon, although sometimes a case is held over for various reasons, including if the justices are inclined to hear it. In the meantime, Bayer has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to find that federal approval of Roundup's product label by the Environmental Protection Agency meant that the lawsuit could not be brought forward under California's state law. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.